from KALW, this is Sights and Sound, your weekly guide to the Bay Area art scene through the eyes and ears of local artists. I'm Janae Darton. My guests this week are Latin dance duo champ Jahaira Fajardo and Angelica Medina. Hey, ladies!
Hey, so happy to be here.
Thank you for having us.
Angelica and Jahaira are busy. They are hosting the Queer Afro Latin Festival this weekend, and they'll be performing for the 20th anniversary of the Fresh Meat Festival, which features trans and queer artists. But right now, we're going to hear there are suggestions for things to see, hear, and do in the Bay. First up is an example of why I love the Bay Area. Rolling with the Homos is a roller disco party and drag show at Oakland Township Commons at the Brooklyn Basin. Drag artists Nikki Jizz and Mama Celeste host the event one Sunday a month. Mama Celeste told me the next one is June 20th. There are videos of performances on YouTube if you can't make it in person. Okay, y'all, do I need to ask you why did you pick this? Do I even need to ask?
Oh my gosh, even if just to watch people in their costumes, how people get dressed up for this event of just rolling with a group of other homos and queer people.
Yes.
The music,
their rollerblades, it's super fun, fabulous.
It's a huge, fabulous event,
yes.
Right? That's the correct word, fabulous.
And then you can see, and then like the water's right behind you too, so that's pretty too as well.
It's a perfect, perfect location,
yes.
Lots of fun.
Yes. Definitely recommend.
That's Rolling with the Homos at the Oakland Township Commons. The next one is Sunday, June 20th. Follow Nikki Jazz and Mama Celeste on Instagram for details.
Bicycle, bicycle, bicycle. I want to ride my
Speaking of wheels, your next pick is to take a bike ride in Oakland, and you all like to roll around Lake Merritt and also Broadway Street in downtown Oakland. What are your favorite spots? What do you suggest we check out when we're on a wheel?
Oh my gosh, first of all, if y'all have the opportunity to ride your bikes all up and down Broadway, especially between Grand and maybe like 12th Street,
yes.
For the most beautiful visual artwork.
Yes, all these beautiful murals. You can see super colorful and vibrant, just so much culture that you can see and so much art and artivism. It's really gorgeous.
And it's right there for free. You don't have to pay an admission to go to a museum. It's right there. Don't miss it. Go for a bike ride in beautiful weather and just take in all the beautiful art.
Yeah.
And also amazing they turned that stretch of Broadway into a museum, into an art exhibit.
Like an outdoor exhibit, outdoor museum.
All right, you know, things are opening up, so I don't know how long that art is going to be up. That's just biking in Oakland and downtown Oakland and around Lake Merritt, taking the art, and people watch too.
Yeah!
Final pick has been a joy for a lot of people during the pandemic. It's the Fort Mason Flicks in San Francisco. The pop-up drive-in theater screened movies and film festivals when theaters were shut down. And now that venues are opening up, they're closing down at the end of June, but they'll be celebrating all month with special screenings and giveaways. Ladies, did you get your tickets yet?
We haven't gotten our tickets for that yet, but we really want to, and it is so cute. You have the kids. If you go for a kids movie, you have the entire family with their trunks open. There's really fun restaurants there that you can go get some food nearby, taco trucks.
Yeah, it's close to the marina, so you get this beautiful ambiance, being close to the water.
It's so beautiful.
Super relaxing and super fun.
Yeah.
Now I know it's a movie you are looking forward to seeing.
In the Heights, a musical about a neighborhood actually that I was born and raised in Washington Heights, and it was a beautiful musical.
Yeah.
Being born in New York, I've never been to a musical until that one, and that was my first musical. And it's gonna be into the theaters, you know, it's coming out.
Yeah,
June
11th. Yeah, I can't wait to see it too. So I don't know if it's gonna be at Fort Mason Flicks, but We can add that on to our list of things to see and do. Yes. That's Fort Mason Flicks in San Francisco. Visit the drive-in before it ends on June 26th and sneak in the Heights where you can. I've been speaking with Jahida Fajardo and Angelica Medina, directors of En La Cache Dance Academy in Oakland. Watch them perform on Friday, June 18th for the opening night of the virtual Fresh Meat Festival, which runs for 2 weeks. To learn more about any of the things you heard about today, visit kalw.org and make sure to subscribe to the Sights and Sounds podcast, which is available wherever you get your podcasts. This episode of Sights and Sounds was engineered by Tariq Fuda and produced by me. I'm Janae Darton.